QuickSurf Internet Media presents Microsoft News Log, separating the Microsoft signal from the noise. Hey everybody, how's it going? You are listening to Microsoft News Log. I'm your host, Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio BR2. This is episode number 115, and Microsoft News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to www.techpodcast.com. And if you like any of my shows, you'll certainly find other technology-related shows there as well. Before we get into some of the news for this episode, I just wanted to talk about the sponsor, GoTo Assist Express from Citrix. If you're still trying to fix clients' technical problems in person or blindly over the phone, you're wasting your time and your clients' time. Take the guesswork out of customer support. Support smarter with the new remote support service, GoTo Assist Express, brought to you by Citrix. Easily view and control your customers' computers online so you can quickly resolve their technical issues. It's easy for your customers and it's easy for you. Try GoTo Assist Express right now, free for 30 days. For this special offer, you must visit gotoassist.com/techpodcast. That's gotoassist.com/techpodcast for a free trial. So with that all said and done, let's go ahead and get into the stories for this particular edition of Microsoft News Log, starting off at PC World. Updated Internet Explorer, still a slow poke. So basically, Microsoft's been talking up the performance boost it gave to the just-launched Internet Explorer 8, and the new browser remains the slowest of the top five on the market, benchmark tests are showing. So, So, according to JavaScript rendering tests run by Computer World, the final version of IE8 is only slightly faster than the browser's release candidate, which Microsoft delivered in January. Now, this is all dealing with JavaScript itself and not actual, you know, I'm grabbing the page, I'm rendering the page sort of operations. But still, nonetheless, you know, there's everybody is going to take issue with how something is tested. And I don't think that overall the browser is slower. I just think that in JavaScript, as the benchmark shows, it's slower, which may or may not be a bad thing. From topnews.us, TomTom files a patent infringement countersuit against Microsoft. We've been kind of following this as it's progressed, and well, now TomTom is suing Microsoft back. Dutch navigation solutions provider TomTom declared on Friday that it has filed a countersuit against Microsoft in a U.S. court for infringing three or four of TomTom's patents. Interesting. So we'll see what comes of that. Everything is still kind of a little early in terms of the countersuit, but wow. So it's going to get busy here pretty quick. From Business Journal, the Silicon Valley San Jose Business Journal, over at bizjournals.com, Backweb says Microsoft infringed patents. Now, I'm going to point something out, mainly because this is funny. The true title of the article says, Backweb says Microsoft infringed patents. There's no R. Kind of interesting. Anyway, Backweb Technologies Limited said Friday it filed a patent infringement lawsuit against Microsoft. San Jose-based Backweb is seeking damages, an injunction, and a declaration by the court that Microsoft software update technologies infringe Backweb's patents. They're alleging that Microsoft's background intelligent transfer service, Windows Update, and other products infringe four U.S. patents owned by Backweb, covering methods for transmitting information between a remote network and a local computer, and then distributing client-based data caching systems. Kind of interesting. We'll see what comes of that. Microsoft seems to be getting sued a lot lately. From ChannelWeb over at CRN.com, in the Channel Wire blog, Ballmer says he loves Yahoo for its search volume. What? Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer said at a conference that he's still interested in acquiring Yahoo in order to build a search powerhouse that could better compete against Google. Oh, for crying out loud, it's a dead horse. Stop hitting the damn thing. Ballmer made those comments on stage Thursday at the McGraw-Hill Media Summit in New York during a conversation with Business Week editor-in-chief Stephen Adler. Not the same Stephen Adler that used to be the drummer for Guns N' Roses. From Electronista, Microsoft's Greenberg slams blah, 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 PS3 as sales, February sales outed. With the recent release of the NPD Market Research Group sales numbers for gaming consoles and associated game titles for the month of February, Microsoft Product Management Director Aaron Greenberg posted about the superior performance of the Xbox 360. In the Friday Gamma Sutra report, Greenberg points out the Microsoft's 53% annual sales boost for the Xbox 360, saying it exceeded expectations. He also has something to say about rival Sony's year-to-year declines, which showed two consecutive months of decline, blaming it largely on a price entry for the PS3 that hasn't budged despite the tough economic conditions. Well, yeah, I mean, whatever. From CNETnews.com, I just wanted, this isn't an actual story, it's a CNET special coverage section, and I just wanted to point it out for those of you that might be interested. They have a special coverage section entitled Building Microsoft Office 14, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that they've got in here, so definitely check it out. It's worth a look, so to speak. That will pretty much do it for this edition of Microsoft News Log. As always, I thank you so much for listening. I didn't get a video out this one because I've just been really slammed with a bunch of stuff. And the Apple show, actually, a ginormous show. And it just, I just had too much stuff going on. So we'll try to start back up with the videos again on Tuesday on the next show that I push out. And as always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. You can subscribe to our podcast through the show notes, microsoft.quickshrift.com. You can visit us on the web, view our sister shows at podcasts.quickshrift.com. Shoot me an email, microsoft.quickshrift.com. Voicemail hotline is now working, 602-466-3134. I've actually started getting calls on it again, so definitely give that a try. And my Facebook, friend feed, Twitter, and Ustream channel profiles / whatevers are also linked up in the show notes. So if you want to friend, follow, stalk, and or otherwise harass me, feel free to do so. And with that, I will see all of you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk with you then. See ya.